Although actress and producer Susan Clark starred in films opposite leading men like Clint Eastwood, Robert Redford, and Burt Lancaster, she's probably best known for starring with her real-life husband Alex Karras and a young Emmanuel Lewis in the 1980 sitcom Webster. In the time since, Susan Clark has remained active on the stage, most recently traveling across the country performing solo in a chamber play called A Woman of Independent Means.
Betsy Haley, Elizabeth Forsyth Haley, had written a book, and from the book, it was made into a mini-series, and then she wanted to do a play. So she did it as a series of letters from Bess, her grandmother, to various people throughout her life. Now, what appeals to me is, how often do you get an opportunity to get in the brain and the heart of a character who goes from 10 years old to 80 years old, and the whole gamut in between? What it's like to be a young bride, what it's like to be a young mother, what it's like to lose a child, to lose a husband, to remarry, to be interested in affairs. And the title is A Woman of Independent Means. So it's a person who in 1909 was given an enormous sum of money for that time period, or maybe any time period. And so she had to learn how to be a business person. She was a young widow. She had to learn how to run a company. It's quite a ride. It's a wonderful experience for me. And, of course, the other part of the show is the audience. It's a dialogue between me as the character of Elizabeth Alcott Steed and the audience. How they respond, what they recognize, what they get, what they don't get. You know, it's wonderful.
Well, what's something that you hope that an audience member will take home with them at the end of the night from seeing this play?
I hope that whatever their age, that they recognize themselves, their mothers, their grandmothers, their sisters, their aunts. It's the universality of the character and the writing that makes it so much fun. And I think men like it a lot. When we were first sort of, you know, saying, well, you know, what is the audience of this? I assumed it would be women from the age of 40 up. That's true. But there's also a lot of young women that are curious about that particular time in American history.
When you go on tour with this play, what's important for you to bring with you to help you as an actress?
What I take with me, hopefully, is having had a lot of rest, a lot of yoga, a good sense of humor, and a spirit of adventure, because you never know what's going to be there and who's going to be in the audience and how much fun it will be. And not to be attached to the outcome, but simply to be centered enough to really enjoy the process of sharing this particular story with that group of people. And what I literally bring with me is lots of vitamins and costumes and a few props and a few covers of fabrics that just kind of evoke a particular period.
When you said that at one point you made a choice to walk away from the film industry,
mm-hmm.
Is there a stone left unturned for you, though? Is there an artistic avenue that you are still eager to explore?
I'm not patient enough to be a director. That requires, according to Harold Clorman, who was one of the preeminent directors of the American theater in the last century, you have to be part teacher, part husband or wife, part psychologist, you know. And I don't think I have that. I enjoy producing. I think that's fun. And I did a fair amount of that in film. Sort of mining the same area of the women's experience, and we haven't had a voice for very long, if you really kind of look back in history. So I think there's a lot more to say, and hopefully amusing and funny and entertaining, as well as, you know, dark and depressing.
Let's talk about your marriage for a moment. How long have you and Alex Karras been together?
Oh, my gosh. We've been together since 1976, 35 years, 36 years.
What's a better story for you to share with us, the way you met or the way he proposed? And I'm assuming he proposed.
He did eventually, but we were living together, and I wanted to have a child. So my mother was the one that pushed us into getting married. And so we eloped with the baby, who was 3 months old, and got married by a justice of the peace in Santa Barbara.
So you eloped with your mother's permission.
We eloped with her insistence.
Well, that's kind of unique.
Yes, it is. It is unique.
And the two of you worked together on a television show which people remember very fondly, Webster.
Yes, we
80s.
Did. We did. Actually, Alex was the reason that we started our own production company, George and Bay Productions. And we did 3 movies of the week for CBS. And then we were co-producers with Paramount for 150 episodes of Webster.
What is Alex's favorite pastime these days?
Well, he likes watching television, and he's kind of quiet. He's had he has dementia from all of those years of playing football, and he's aware of it. And we're getting some help from the National Football League Retired Players Association. But there's a whole generation, and many younger than he, who have this awful condition where multiple concussions have rearranged what are supposed to be the golden years. So he's enjoying as much as he can. He's just enjoying being alive, I think.
Well, Susan, I want to tell you I'm so sorry. I didn't know that Alex wasn't well, and I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay. I think that it's gone on long enough that it's not a big secret. You know, it's not something that you have to edit. I think it's important that people understand that we have to do something about this whole area of mental health.
Tucson's Invisible Theater presents Susan Clark, starring in A Woman of Independent Means, running March 9th through March 11th.